silver, but he wants his money. So then you only can give the money you paid. But hard to like, and then the only king you would be if you write out of a fair shtar like we had before. But here, this last case, to like ayel for nafik azuzi, where the merchant is not going after looking for the money from the lekeach. So then we say, since he put down a down payment for the payment, that's the kinyan on the field, and the rest is only called milva. That's all.
He's not selling it to you. But if the merchant doesn't go around looking for money, then we say it's a good kinyan. The Yom Rov Haiman the Usvei May Zuzakhabi, somebody lent somebody $100. Oh, poor Zuzi Zuzi. The guy paid you back $1 a day. That's what he paid you back. He lent somebody $1,000. The next 1,000 days he pays you back $1 a day. Well, it can't be every day. Shabbos, sorry. My first Shabbos. The Puray never, because it's called the Puray. El Yisra Trumas Kabay. You have right to have signers on him. What are you doing to me? The Yomali Askatinumi know you. You ruined it for me. Like your money means a lot to me. Giving back $1 a day is nothing. So it's called a payment, but I have right to have time. That's not what I wanted. Who gavr? Somebody sold his donkey to a friend. He charged him $1,000 and he only paid him $999. And the moicha goes every day, give him an extra dollar. So what's the locha? To think into this. Do we say since he paid up most of the money, the king took place? I like Connie know, since he's marked for to get back his last dollar, before you pay up the last dollar, the king is not chal. Homelay Rab Mordechai Rabashi, Hoch Yam Ravim Magruni, Mishmed Rava. Zuzai Kuzuzi Domi. But like Connie know, Lamaisa, the Meicha still wants his money. He's missing even one penny. He's missing his last dollar. He didn't pay him up yet. So he's not Kenyan. It's no Kenyan. Homelay Rabachab Rav Yisra Rabashi, for Armina Mishmed Rava, Connie, I just said over the name of Rava, the king is chal. If you sold it because it was a bad field, you had a bad field. Then if somebody went and bought it, boy, you have to bought it. So therefore, you want the kingdom to take place. Even though you're asking for your money, but if he paid you most of the money, for sure you mean and happy that you sold the field. It was a hard field to sell. Then the kingdom is gone. Otherwise, no. Chita, boilers wouldn't be made. You want to sell it for $100. Well, you can't find anybody to buy for $100. The Zubba Masayim, you sold it for $200. For Kaya Benafik Azuzi, Lekoni. You want to sell it for $100, and you got to sell it for $200, but you're still asking for his money. Kin is Achal. Eli Boilers, Wounded Man, you want to sell it for $100. Leyaskok, the Itarach Heavy Maskim, you would have bothered, you would have found somebody. But let's talk about Zubba Masayim. For Kaya Benafik Azuzi, my, Kamechka Tadev, my Ross Padam, your lawyer take him. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we'll go over again. Let's come over again in the next tape.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Holding a fine chesam and aleph. Start from the top again. Two dots. Cheetah. Here's cheetah. Boilers vune b'meya. A person wanted to sell his field for $100. He had a small field to sell because he needed $100. V'lo yashkech, he couldn't find anybody to buy his small field. And therefore, v'zovim b'masayim, he had to sell a bigger field that's worth $200, and that he sold. Really, a person doesn't like to sell his field only because he needs the money. So really, he didn't want to sell this field, but he was forced to. Now, the owner of the moicha kept on going after the money. In other words, the lekeach maybe put a down payment, but did not pay for the whole field yet. And the moicha went to keep on checking, saying, give me the rest of the money. So if so, pshita lekoni. Then pshita the lekeach is not corner of the field until he gives a complete $200. Because here the moicha really does not want to sell it only because he needs the money. So therefore, for sure, the sale doesn't take place until you pay the complete $200. Ella, but e boy lizvune. Yes, I have a shayla. What's going to be if he wants to sell a field b'meya for $100? V'lo yashkoch, he couldn't find anybody to buy his small field for $100. Now, v'torach, if he would have really worked hard, have a mishkach, he would have been able to find somebody. But v'lo torach, he didn't work that hard. Instead, he took it easy and he sold his bigger field for $200. Now, again, this lekeach that bought the $200 field did not pay him completely yet. And the meicher also goes to him and asks him to save it for the rest of the money. My, what's the locha? Is it like he sold this field because it's bad? Like we had before, there the meicher is happy the sale takes place. And therefore, the lekeach is kona. Oiloi, or maybe no, here it's not called Mifnei Rosoi, So therefore here, the sale will not take place. Yeah, like the one story is, Vince really could have worked harder to find himself a buyer for $100. And he didn't work that hard. If so, it's like with Nei Rosoi. Or else maybe no, he has still his mock, but he's only selling it because he wants the money. And before he gets his complete money, the sale doesn't take place. So where's his teiku? Here it's a teiku if the sale is good or not. Before he pays up the complete $200. Then the Mishnah says, Socher es hachamor v'es hakeder, socher leim haymotan. If you hire somebody to bring you the flute for the chasna, and he quits in the middle, that's like a dovra ovud. Now it says, socher leim. You let a hire somebody else and pay them to pay the first one. Haymotan or Rosh Hashanah, like fool the first worker and tell him, listen, I'll pay you twice as much and do the job. And after he does it, you only have to pay him just one payment. Now, ad kama socher leim. So how much can you hire a second worker and like pay? Omer Rav Nachman ad kedei schorin. That means, let's say the first one did some work. He did, let's say, $5 work. And the job cost $20. So he did $5 worth already, and now he's stopping. So really, he deserves $5. But let's say now it's going to cost the owner $20 to have the rest finished. Since so, he pays the second guy the whole $20, and the first guy gets nothing. That's called ad kedei schorin. In other words, even if it means that he has to use all the money to hire a second worker, he's allowed to do it. Since the first one quit in the middle of the job, and it cost the owner now $20 to have the job finished, so he just pays the second one $20, and the first one doesn't get paid at all. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav asks a question to Rav Nachman. It says, Ad aboyim chamishim zuz. It says no. It says you could hire somebody else to 40 or 50 times as much. So not just bichdei sheyasu, bichdei ascharon, but even much more you have a right to hire another worker, and the first worker would have to pay for it. So Mor says, true, Omalei, Kitan Yahi, where did we learn that you have a right to hire a second worker to do the job, even if it means to pay him much more? Shebosa chavila liyodoi, means when the first worker came to you, he brought with him his bundles, he brought with him his tools, and therefore the tools are worth money. Since so now, if the first worker quits on you, and the only way you can have this job finished is by getting new workers and paying them much more, so you have a right to use the money of these tools to pay the second worker. So that's why there's no stira. That when he brought tools, then you pay Adaboyim Chamishim Zuz. But if not, then you only have to pay the value of the first payment. Now the Mishnah says, HaSeikh Rezachamor Loelichi Behor Volicha Babika. If you rented out a chamor, a donkey, and you have permission to Loelichi Behor, you're supposed to walk with him over the mountains, to work on the mountains. V'halicha babika, and you didn't listen to the condition, and you went in the valley. Or else the opposite. You rented him to use it for bika in the valley. V'halicha bahar, and now you took it in the mountains. Afilu ze esamilun ze esamilun. Even if both routes, both ways, are the same distance. In other words, you rented it to go someplace with it. And whether you go over the mountain or whether you go through the valley, it's the same 10 mil. Umeisa, and now the donkey died on the way. The locher is chayiv, you're chayiv, because you are mishana midas balabayas. You went against the conditions that you made up, and therefore we have right to say it's because of the shinui that it died. Therefore you're chayiv. Now, hasleicher es hachamor, if you rent out a donkey, loelicha behor, to go with him through the mountains, loelicha bebika, and instead you go with him over through the valley. Im hechliku, if the chamor slips, so potter, then avadi potter. Because if he slipped in the valley, for sure he would slip in the mountain. In the mountain, it's easier to slip. So since you had a permission to go in the mountains, now that you went in the valley and only slipped, you're potter. But v'yimhuchmo chayiv. Let's say the sun baked down on him, and he died because of the sun, then you chayiv, because there's more sun in the valley than there is on the mountain. L'alicha v'bika. You hired this chamor to go through the valley. V'yalicha bahar. And instead you changed, and you went over the mountain with it. So if the animal slipped and that's why it died, you're chayiv. Because we say it slipped because it went over the mountain. That's why it slipped. It's your fault. If it would have went through the bika, maybe it wouldn't have tripped. But v'imhuchma potter. But if it got a sunstroke, then you're potter. Because if it got a sunstroke in the mountains, then for sure it would have got the same sunstroke in the bika. Therefore you're potter. What about v'imachmes hamala chayiv? That's the reason why it died was because it had to go up. Like going up, it gets tired, and that's what caused it to die. Then avadi yachayiv.
Now, Vevriko, if you rent the donkey, and while you used it, now Vevriko, lightning came, in other words, it came like blind, or else the melech, they took it away from taxes, so you don't have anything to use now, is the maskir, the one that rented it out, has the right to say to you, the one that has it now, the one that rented it, it's by you. Listen, that's like your mazel that caused it to become blind, but it's still an animal, you can still use it. Or it's your fault that the melech took it away, and like, run after them and they'll get it back. What about mesa, nishpa, let's say the animal died, or it broke its leg, then chayav lahamaloi chamor, and then the masker has to give him another chamor.
Then the owner, the one that rented it out, has to give him another one. So if somebody rents from you a chamor, and it dies in normal manner, so then you have to give him another one. Like he rented the chamor for the day, the chamor dies in the middle of the day, you have to give him another one. Or else if it was nishpur, it broke, you have to pay him another one. If you rent a car and it dies in the middle of the day, you get another car. Or else he has to pay you another one.